with that momentum, you like that wave that you're riding. Do you feel more pressure to keep that momentum? Do you find yourself having to focus like even harder in certain areas to keep this going week by week?
No, I would say it's the same, honestly. I mean, when you don't win, like last year was a clear example, we were up there, but we were not winning. You have the necessity to win, not for the team, not for the media, not for the points. It's just for you as a driver. You want to win. You don't want to say that you haven't won a race in 1 year and you struggle to get one. We finally got one on the last race of the season. And now suddenly you get three in four races, which is great. But I don't feel like I have less pressure to perform now, and I don't think I have more because we already won. But I would say it's just different. Obviously, I have more confidence than I had last year, and that helps on having better results.
And my last one, we've seen what Red Bull and everybody does in F1, but IndyCar is so difficult, and you're still, I mean, three wins in four races. Do you not looking to you to get bolts or material out there, but do you feel like you're arguably one of the best drivers in the world right now at this moment?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think it's very tough to compare drivers with the equipment you have, with the experience you have. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that. Obviously, I rate myself very high. I have to, and otherwise, yeah, I wouldn't be doing this. But yeah, I still think that there's a lot of things that I can improve as a driver, that I want to improve as a driver, and that I see from other people like Scott Dixon doing better. So yeah, I rate myself high, but not too high. I don't think I'm here top of like top five in the world. I think there's very, very talented guys out there, and even in IndyCar. So
I'm gonna approach like it, man. You're a hell of a driver. Good luck this weekend, and appreciate
your time. Thank you.
Buttering up to the guest, Eric. All right, that's nice. Let's go. Let's go on. Ben Johnson from the Paddock Eye. Ben, David Turner, stand by, and we'll get through some of our Spanish media here as well. Go ahead, Ben.
Cheers, Dave. Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. You?
I'm good, thanks, Alex. Question for you: what do you put down, like? Where has the consistency come from you this season? Do you put that down to your relationship with your crew, or is it just you've just come together really well this season?
Tough to say, honestly. I would say I have more confidence with the car. I have more. I know exactly. Well, I know a little bit more what I need from the car, and the same for the team. They know what I need. They know what works for me, what it doesn't. While in 2021, we were just guessing and trying stuff. Sometimes worked, sometimes it didn't. 22, we understood a little bit more. And this year, I just have more confidence with myself, with the car, and obviously with the team. So yeah, it's tough to say. I don't think it's one thing. I would say it's a little bit of a lot of things that are helping us be more consistent.
Excellent. Well, best of luck this weekend, and wish you well.
Thank you, Ben.
Cheers, Alex. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Ben. You got it. David Turner, go ahead. You're next.
Thanks very much, Dave. Alex, I've got a slightly different type of question for you here. There's names like Zanardi and Dixon that have one thing in common with this guy, and that's Ricky Davis. And I noticed how the relationship between the two of you, particularly this last month in May and then recently in Detroit and the races we've had since then. What's Ricky mean to you as a crew chief?
Yeah, I mean, I would say since the beginning with Ricky, we had a really strong connection. The first test I did in 2020, and then he's taking care of me since then. So it's been great. He means a lot. He obviously takes care of the car together with all my mechanics. He directs everything. But a part of that, he's a great friend. He knows when I'm really, really happy, when I'm really, really confident, and when I'm not confident, or when something is just not right with a car or with something else, just by looking at my eyes. So I don't know. We have a lot of fun together. We understand each other a lot, and it's been working great. So yeah, couldn't ask for anything more.
I noticed that there was the spark back in his eye, which I hadn't seen since he was with Scott, you know, several years back before Blair took over as crew chief on the number nine car. But he said to me in Detroit, the fact that this guy, Alex, he's like my next Dixon. So I guess you can take that as a bit of a compliment, really.
Oh, yeah, I do. He gives me a lot of compliments, so it's great. Yeah, I mean, as I said, it's been a great relationship, and the fact that we connected so well, and just by looking at our eyes, when I'm taking my helmet off after a practice, he knows if it's going to be a good weekend or if we're going to struggle a little bit more. So, yeah, it's great. It's super fun.